Willkommen beim Podcast Kaffeeklatsch for Business, dem Podcast, der dir alles rund um dein Online-Business beibringt und dich noch erfolgreicher macht.
Great, so welcome to a new episode of Kaffeeklatsch for Business. Und für alle, die sich jetzt wundern, warum redet Anja auf einmal Englisch? Ich habe heute nämlich einen englisch sprechenden Gast. Bin total happy, dass sie hier ist. Und das heißt, die Folge heute wird auf Englisch sein. Und ja, wer jetzt kein Englisch kann, übt mal ein bisschen. Wir sprechen ganz langsam und deutlich. Und ja, ich hoffe, das ist okay für alle, aber ich möchte das Interview auf jeden Fall auf Englisch machen, denn ich spreche ja selber auch sehr gern Englisch und freue mich, dass ich das heute mal wieder tun kann. Von daher, well, a warm welcome and happy to have you, so to say. And yeah, happy to have you, Caroline Brand. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for inviting me to your podcast. I'm very honored and I'm looking forward to it. This is, if I may share, this is my first podcast. So I'm excited and a little bit nervous as well, but it's going to be great.
Yeah, definitely. I'm so happy that you're here. And of course, I'm also honored that you're the first guest in my podcast who has this really awesome topic. And I would like to you to like share a bit on what do you actually do? Because I'm pretty sure everyone who listens to that podcast at the moment is like really excited. Like, what is the topic today? And yeah, a bit of who you are and how you got to the point where you are at the moment.
Okay, thank you. So so what do I do? Well, actually I do two things. I'm a strategy and business advisor, but also, and this is where I'm very passionate and which is the most exciting thing and the thing I love to do the most, is I'm actually a mentor for women. Women in business, women in the workplace, women who are running their own business or want to run their own business. But I don't just do mentoring. I have a very specific topic that I help them do, and it's negotiation. But it's not just negotiation, it's actually negotiation for women. And what I have is I have a VIP mentoring program, one-on-one, where I deep dive and diagnose with each woman, what's their personal challenges, what's their strengths? And I come up with an action plan to help them grow and transform into a woman who negotiates confidently and succeeds without being held back with their inner dilemmas. So whether it be imposter syndrome or whether it be the likability trap, success versus likability, because you have two camps of women when it comes to negotiating. You have the ones which are, they hold back because nice girls don't ask. It's not normal for women to push themselves forward. And why is that? Because they've been told, oh, don't be so assertive, don't be so aggressive, don't be so dominant. And so they hold back and they don't ask for their true value. They don't get what they deserve, whether it's for themselves in a job or whether it's actually for their own business. And then you have the other side of the camp, which is where I used to sit, where you have those women who negotiate like men, gender judo, because we feel we need to force ourselves to be accepted. We need to prove ourselves and we become very competitive. And sometimes we succeed, but we actually lose. And then when you look at that, it's like a seesaw. So you've got the women who hold back and they actually have a negative impact, but then you've got the women who push themselves forward and they have a negative impact because it stops their development, because they're held back from having those leadership roles where they need to have empathy and soft skills because people think that they don't have them, but they do. And they feel that they just need to be like that. And so what my aim is to bring both women into the middle where they have a foot in both camps. So what they learn with me is I teach them the hard skills, the technical skills, how to negotiate, which everybody could do, but then I add on how to negotiate as a woman, how to flip your feminine powers into the positive when you negotiate. Because do you know, actually women were better negotiators. We're natural negotiators. We just need to build in our inner confidence and outer confidence and use the technical hard skills to negotiate to do that. Because we have empathy, we have all the soft skills, and it's how to use them.
I think the interesting part is that actually women always are said they have the better communication skills. And I think this is exactly where you come in and teach women how to actually use those skills that we actually already have.
Exactly, because to be an effective negotiator, it's about collaboration. It's about being solution orientated. It's about growing that pie, growing the value and sharing it. And women tend to do that very well. Because when you go into a negotiation, automatically you've got a bit of conflict because the parties want different things. But it's how you are in that negotiation that actually impacts the results. But to impact those results and use the soft skills that you need and the emotional intelligence that you need, you need to do the preparation before. And that's where the negotiation hard skills come in. So it's made up a successful woman who negotiates in a collaborative way and successfully and confidently without being too competitive or too accommodating. She taps into three pillars of skills. She uses the negotiation technical skills. She learns which soft skills that are needed, how and when to use them, and then the emotional intelligence skills, her inward ones to build her confidence and her outward ones to manage the negotiation in the room.
Yeah, definitely. I think why this topic is like so important for everyone also in this who listens to that podcast is because we are all self-employed, we all have our businesses, and Caroline, what is the same between you and me is that we actually had the same like kind of career path where we're negotiating mostly or basically only with men. I was like you, often like the only woman in the room. And that was like so interesting for me because exactly what you started with, and I want to start off there as well again, because we want to learn also a bit about you, like where did you work before? Because I think that's also really interesting for everyone, because I think you had a different job than me, but I also sometimes needed to negotiate a lot of things with only men. And I had the same thing that you just described. I was in a room with only men, and I felt like I needed to behave like the men when I was negotiating. And then afterwards, I was totally exhausted after all the appointments at the end of the week. I was like, oh my God, that was so stressful. Why was it so stressful? And I think your work can actually tell us why it's so stressful if we negotiate like men, and to make sure that we even negotiate better. And it's not that stressful. So it's a win-win-win-win-win situation, I think. But yeah, first back to you on where did you actually work before?
Yeah, I get so passionate about the subject, I actually then just go straight into it.
It's all good. It's very interesting. We will go into that deeper.
So how did I end up here? So more than 25 years experience working into B&B, business to business environments, in a global high-tech industries. Very male dominated. And as you said, that a lot of the time I was the only woman in the room negotiating or managing the meetings. Not only that, a lot of the time I was the lead negotiator. And I looked, when I started off, I saw how the men did it. I saw how my bosses did it. And I was like, okay, that's how I need to do it. So I negotiated like a man. I gender judo, as I said. And quite rightly, Anya, at the end of the day, you would go, yeah, you know what? I've won. I've got what I needed, but I was exhausted. And not only that, I was not only exhausted, I didn't really feel that happy with myself. But I thought, you know what? That's the way it should be. That's how everybody is. And I kept doing that. And I kept succeeding. And I kept getting, you know, the good appraisals. You bring home all the results. But then I always got this, but you know what? Sometimes you're a bit goal orientated. You can be a bit dominant. You can be a bit overpowering. And I was totally confused about this. And then there was a light bulb moment about 10 years ago where I suddenly realized what they were trying to tell me. But I don't think they could tell me. Or maybe because I was working for men, they didn't know how to tell me. And what I learned 10 years ago was I suddenly came across imposter syndrome. And I was like, wow, that's me. But not only that, I came across the likability trap. Successful women aren't liked. And I was like, why aren't I liked? Because the other people looked at me and was like, ooh, yes, we want her on our team, but oh, she's too pushy, she's too assertive. I don't want to work with her, or I don't want to work for her, but we send her out to bring the deals home. And I suddenly realized this is not how I want to be. I don't want to be conforming. I want to be me, and I want to learn how to be me in a business environment without being this competitive, overexertive, dominant person, because that is not me. And I started to learn how to change. And I started, rather than compensating being a woman in the workplace and negotiating, I started to look at my female strengths. And I realized, well, wow, it's easier to negotiate the right way as a woman than it is to negotiate the hard way and the competitive way as a woman. And this is why I love working with women. So whether they're female founders or solopreneurs or women in running businesses or women in the workplace, to help them not make the mistakes that I did, but to help them learn how to do it their true way, to how to feel real fulfillment and achievement. And you mentioned something that's really important there, Anya, that we're always very good at negotiating for third parties. We're not good at negotiating for ourselves, whether it's for our business or whether it's a job offer. Yeah. But there's tools and techniques to help you overcome that. But if you have those three foundation, those three pillar foundations, where you know how to use the skills, the emotional intelligence and the hard skills, then you can start to negotiate better for yourself and for your business and start really valuing what you are bringing to the table.
Yeah, I think that's the most important part, that to learn that. And do you have something that you could give away to the audience, like a tip on where you see where women always like take the wrong turn or something?
Yes, I've got two tips, if I can share the two, because there's two important tips.
Yeah.
The first tip is, and this is a tip for everybody, not just for women, how to manage no in a negotiation, because nobody likes to hear that word no. But actually no is only the start of a negotiation. It's not the end. Women, we tend to take no personally, but actually we don't have to, because you really just need to understand what is no telling you. And in a negotiation, by its nature, you are going to be saying no a lot, and you're going to be saying yes a lot, or you're going to be saying, are you going to be flipping, you're going to be saying no and hearing no. The question is, when you hear that no, don't shut down, don't question your value. Learn how to be confident enough to say, why are you saying no? What parts of what I've just said is not working for you? What part can work for you? and be bold enough to actually ask for solutions. Okay, so you said no to that. What could you see yourself saying yes to? What part of that do you find interesting, and what part do you not find interesting? And there you can, you start to look at solutions and be creative and grow that pie rather than just taking it all or leaving it all for that other person. So learn how to get past no and accept no as something positive. So that's one tip. The second thing is more for the women. Use your feminine powers. And what are your feminine powers? They're your toolkit. Very important in negotiation is asking questions, harvesting information. Women, we love to ask questions. We love to learn about people. We're generally, we like to listen to what people want to tell us. So learn how to ask questions. Have all your questions prepared before you go in and ask them and listen, but listen actively. And what do I mean by that? I mean, have everything out of your head and literally listen to the words being spoken at that time. Now, you can do that if you go into a negotiation or a discussion when you're totally prepared and feeling confident. If you're not prepared and you haven't got your values prepared and your goals, your head, you won't be in the right mindset to listen actively and to pick up the information and to ask more questions. And so using your feminine power, it's positive emotions, wisdom, knowledge, confidence, your presence, your inner power, and also your posture. And what do I mean about your posture? Lean into that table, take your place at that table in your mind and in your physical presence. There's a reason why you are there. You are worth a lot. And my third little tip is when you're negotiating for yourself, pretend it's not for yourself. Think about a third person. I'm negotiating this for somebody else. And you'll find, you'll get this confidence, this power that will come from within because you're not thinking you're doing it for yourself. You're thinking you're doing it for everybody else. So there, I've given you three tips there. Hope they're useful.
Really, really cool. I think especially all the tips are awesome, but I think the third one, I would definitely try that out because I can see that working really good, because only when you start thinking about, okay, if you're negotiating something and you think of, oh, that's for Anya, what would Anya like? What would Anya say to that? Then you get also different answers in your head to if you only respond yourself. It's like really weird. I just, while you were talking, I tried that in my head and I was like, oh, that's actually pretty cool because I had different ideas already as an answer.
Exactly. And there was this one lady that I was helping. She's a socialpreneur, so she's running her own business. And she was going in to negotiate for a supply with a supplier. And this supplier wasn't taking her seriously. And she joined one of my workshops. And then after the workshop, she just sent me a message to Carolyn. I think I need to talk to you urgently because I've got a negotiation in 2 days with the supplier. And he's not taking me seriously. So we had a quick call and I said, well, the first thing is you're telling me you don't like to negotiate. So forget that word, negotiate. Secondly, you don't like to negotiate for yourself. You're not negotiating for yourself. You're negotiating for your business. You're a sustainable business. You're a social entrepreneur. So think that you're negotiating for the planet, for the climate. And she was like, I hadn't thought about that. And thirdly, set your agenda items, set your goals, be prepared when you go in that, you know, I'm here not to eat cake with you, not to talk about your family or my family. You know, we have aims here. you're a business, I want to launch my business. I would love to work with you and you would like to work with me. So let's together find solutions on how we move forward. And I touched base with her a few months later. So I helped her on her strategy. I helped her on her preparation, on all the skills and her mindset and changing her thought. A few months later, she came back and she was like, oh my God, I am so glad we worked together, because not only did the supplier start to take her seriously, she got a long-term agreement. And for the first year, he agreed to support her on a free of charge basis while she was doing all the testing of her sustainable product. And she said, I don't think I would have managed to do that if I'd have kept going, because I think either the relationship would have failed or I would have ended up paying too much. And this is now, I've built a win-win long-term relationship. And so she was, and she said, I'm using it all the time now.
Cool. That's like really helpful. And I think also for solopreneurs, that's like so great to hear that and to get those ideas. Then let's talk a bit about your business. You set up yourself, and I know you have like workshops and one-on-one coachings that you do. How did you set up yourself? You know, do you do like offline trainings or also online trainings?
I actually have a few different services and support that I do, because one thing I don't do is I don't have a general package for everybody. And I tell you why, because everybody has their own personal challenges and gaps. So before I even start working with somebody, I actually do a diagnostic. We deep dive into what's their natural tendencies, what's their strengths, what's their gaps, and then I tailor their action plan. And what I do is I look at what they're trying to achieve. So are they trying to negotiate a job offer, a promotion? What's their basis and how can I help them move forward? That's for the B2C. I also look on the B2B side. So is somebody trying to run their own business or grow their own business? What's their aims? Then again, what's their challenges? What's holding them back? So I have the basic skills are for everybody. And then I add elements deciding on what the person actually needs. And what I've decided to do is on that program, it's one-on-one, because otherwise you can just go to any negotiation training and it's very gender neutral and it's not specific. You need to go into the detail. But also what I do is I do for women some gender negotiation workshops. So I help them understand what is negotiation, what are the skills, what are your feminine powers, how to use your feminine powers, and also how to use your soft skills. So I have a basic foundation workshop, which I do in a group environment, and we do role plays, we do case studies, and I can do that either for a women's network, for a group of women, or I go into a company and do it on a taster, a foundation, and it can be built on as well. And just the other week, I added something else to the portfolio, because somebody approached me and said, you know, I do this boot camp, but I have mixed genders, and I would love you to come in and teach us negotiation skills, but also emotional intelligence and how important it is. And I was like, mixed gender, let me have a think about that. And you know what? I realized that this is really important, because what I did is I did the negotiation skills, we talked about emotional intelligence, and then I shared the challenges of the different gender negotiation, because men have challenges as well. They go in quite competitive. And then I shared the female challenges. And I said, if we can start to understand each other's challenges, we can start to be better negotiators together. And it worked out so well that I'm actually going to be doing this moving forward, actually doing mixed gender workshops, but really focusing on the gender differences in the negotiations and how we can help each other. So I'm launching that in September. Ooh. So yeah, so people can approach me and we can do one-on-one VIP programs. We can do specific negotiation strategies if you've got a job offer, a promotion, or you're running your own business and you don't know how to do your negotiation with customers or suppliers. But also we can do workshops, either female workshops, women's networks, or mixed gender as well. So it's all a little bit tailored.
Cool. Very, very nice. Yeah, so for me, as a last question, I have a very tricky question. No, I have actually two more questions.
Okay.
One last question, the almost last question is, let us go into like a negotiation situation and you feel like your negotiation partner always says things that trigger you. What can you actually do if the person says something that triggers you? Do you have like an advice for that?
Yes, I do. Before you go into the negotiation, and these are one of the key, the three pillars, is your emotional intelligence. So if you think about your emotional intelligence, you've got your self-regulation and your self-awareness, because social skills, empathy, motivation, you have that already as a woman and because you're there. So I know what triggers you, what's your triggers, what's your negative triggers, what's your positive triggers, and how to regulate those. And you can do that in the negotiation. And there's a few ways. So I'm going to share two or three quick tips. The first one, which is a very quick instant one, is if somebody starts to trigger you and you feel, I'm going to go to my natural tendency, which would for me to be competitive, it could be for somebody else to avoid or to give in, is suddenly think about something or somebody positive. You don't even need to close your eyes. Just 1 second of meditation there in the room and automatically you'll be warm, you'll feel better, and you'll actually then be able to get past the trigger. The second thing is have something with you like a talisman or your favorite scarf, wear your favorite color blouse, wear something, a necklace. And if you feel yourself being triggered into your natural tendency, just touch it. It could be, I have a necklace that I love to wear. It's got an amethyst, which is like a power stone for me. So I just touch it, press it, and suddenly I feel, Carolyn, you've got this. Stop being triggered. Regulate yourself. If it gets worse, learn how to take time out. They say, we call it in negotiation, go to the balcony. Literally, you just say, it's time for a coffee break, lunch break, or let's reconvene tomorrow. Move yourself away from the situation and reflect. And put yourself in the other person's position. Why are they starting to be aggressive? Why are they trying to be competitive? Why are you being triggered? And literally reflect in yourself using your emotional intelligence skills, but also think about the other party and then try to come up with solutions on how, when you go back in, how could you start to build the bridges? How can you get back to the solution mindset and the creative mindset?
Very cool. Oh my God, so many tips, really, really cool. Thank you so much. And then finally, as you probably know that in my podcast, the last question is always like, since it's like has like something about coffee in its in its name, I always ask the last question, do you drink coffee and how do you drink your coffee?
Oh, do I drink coffee? Yes, do I drink coffee? And how do I drink my coffee? Actually, I'm an espresso type of girl or lady. From when I went to study in Italy quite a few years ago, the age of 19, 20, I got introduced to espressos. And ever since then, I'm an espresso. my fuel in the morning is my positivity and my espresso. So I go for the small, dark, powerful coffee. And I, whenever I need time out, I actually go and make myself an espresso. It's quick. I can drink it quickly. And yeah, that's the type of, that's my coffee drinking habit. My sons say I tend to drink a little bit too much espresso, but I don't think that is the case.
Good. Yeah, thank you so much for sharing all your knowledge. Really, really insightful. I will link, of course, all your details in the show notes so that all the people that listen to the podcast will be able to find you and contact you if they want to work with you. And yeah, thanks so much for being here. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for inviting me. And I hope, you know, I'm glad everything has been useful. And what I say to you, Anya, and everybody else, find that negotiation muscle and keep flexing it, because the more you use it, the better it will be. And negotiation is like learning a sport. You learn the basic techniques, you try them out, and then you build on them and you try them out. But you have to keep using them, otherwise they go rusty. And believe in yourself and step forward and do it, because you're all worth a lot.
Cool. Thank you so much. See you soon.
Vielen Dank, dass du dir heute diese Podcast-Folge angehört hast. Ich freue mich total, wenn du mir eine Bewertung hinterlässt bei iTunes oder Spotify und auch natürlich, wenn du in meine Facebook-Gruppe kommst, der Female Business Lounge. Und jetzt wünsche ich dir einen wunderschönen Tag. Deine Anja.